last shiur we spoke about the din shimur. The din shimur is even if you know for sure 100% that the dough is not chametz, we know it's shaykh to look at the dough and see if it's not chametz. So there's a din of shemartim es hamatzos, a din shmir, you have to guard and watch the matzos, they should have become chametz. That's the first din. Then there's another part of the din of the shmira, that the shmira has to be done with shmartam es hamatzos. Rashi says the din shmira is es hamatzos, that it should be lishma. These are din lishma. Besides watching it, it shouldn't become chametz. These are din lishma. And that's what we're going to speak about tonight, Be'ez Hashem, the din lishma, the prati dinim of lishma. So we said that Rashi in Psachim, which the sugya speaks about, if you made matzah for a toida and you want to use it for a matzah Pesach, so the halach is you can't use that matzah because you didn't guard the matzah from becoming chametz. Lishma, you didn't do it. Rashi teaches lishmartem kol shimur shatem eshamra. When you're watching the matzah, make sure you ischaven l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. These are din b'mechava while you're watching the matzah. It should be l'shem matzah shal mitzvah l'shma. What's this din l'shma? That says l'shma of what? L'shem what? L'shem matzah shal mitzvah. Pashtus l'shem matzah shal mitzvah means when is matzah shal mitzvah? Matzah Pesach by night. That says when you're making the shimur. And the shimur has to be l'shma. It has to be l'shem matzah shal mitzvah of matzah Pesach by night. The Shulchan Aruch Harav brings a machlokes. He brings two shitas of l'shem, the din l'shma is a din l'shma of l'shima l'shem matzah l'shem. You're watching the matzah l'shma l'shem. This matzah will be for the leil seder. That's l'shma. That's one shita yeshayimrim. The yeshayimrim l'shem matzah shivas yam toichol matzahs. That says, you don't have to eat mechavan, right? We know the matzah bakeries, the ladies are saying l'shem matzah mitzvah. What matzah mitzvah? Pashtus a matzah mitzvah is of the erev toichlu matzahs. That's when the mitzvah is to eat the matzah. That's the first shita. The second shita, the yeshayimrim, is of shivas yam toichol matzahs. Zokte shulchan aruch harav v'chein iker. That says, even if they don't have a mind with dafka for the leil aseid, if they have a mind for kol shiva, it's also your yoytza with that matzah. It's good, it's kosher. The lashma, lashem, matzah, kol shiva, your yoytza. The same is also brought in the chazanish in Psachim, daf lamed hei omer aleph, he handles different dinim in lashma. Zok the chazanish, umiyu ein ha-shmira chashuva shmira elem ha-shamra lashem matzah shal Pesach. He doesn't say you have to watch the matzah l'shem matzah of Leila Seder. As long as you're watching a l'shem matzah of Pesach, that says shivas yam techo matzahs, matzahs of Pesach, not matzahs of a toida, that's enough, and that's good for l'shma. Mi'idach, the bir halacha to prima gadim, the prima gadim is mavur, la'alacha, when he brings about the din of l'shma, he says that you have to have kavanah l'shem leil haseder, the matzah of leil haseder. The lashon abir alacha tzarich sheyoymer ve'esa asiyah areini oisel l'shem matzah sheyoytzi deichoyva. L'shem matzah sheyoytzi deichoyva. That says yoytzi deichoyva is leil haseder. That's when yoytzi deichoyva. The other nights, the other days, there's no choyva. Just another nekuda in the l'shma. Legabi having either it's the first night or it's all 7 days. But b'choloifin, it's either the first night, it's be'erev toichol matzahs, or shivas yam toichol matzahs. Zok the chazanish, but you have to be mechaven when you're doing the lashma of the matzah, that it's you're doing the lashem eating the matzah. Lafuki not that you're going to be nehenah from the matzah. Even though it's shayach nehenah al yidei achila, but he says you have to be mechaven whether if it's leila seder or if it's kol shiv, it has to be lashem achila. This din that you need l'shma, the pashas is you only need l'shma for the matzahs of Leila Seder. To say the matzah that you need, shmura matzah we saw as the goyim was makbed called shiva and mishas k'tira. But the din l'shma, pashas you only need l'shma, only for the matzah Leila Seder. If you know for sure which matzahs you're going to use Leila Seder, to say bizmanenu, you come and you order 20, 30, 50 pounds of matzah, so you don't know which matzahs are going to be the matzahs of Leila Seder. So, hey, let's pashuk, you have to have l'shma for all the matzah, pashuk, because the ones that you're going to eat Leila Seder should be l'shma. But Medina, you don't need the rest of the matzahs, don't have to be l'shma l'shem matzahs mitzvah, whether if it's the first night or kol shiva. You only need the matzah shalchoyva, leila seder, those matzahs have to be l'shma. However, the Mishnah Brura in Simin Tov Samach, Sivkatan Beis, Ach Yisrael, Kedoshinem, V'nogu l'asayis, Shimru l'shem matzah, b'chol ha-matzahs. My Mishnah Brura says, Yisrael Kedoshim, l'maisu amak, but all the matzah should be l'shma. From the Ikira Din, the Din Shimur L'shma, the Din L'shma is really only matzahs of this, the matzah of the Seder. All the rest of the matzah, you really don't have to be Mechavah L'shma. This Din that you need Shmira, this Din that you need L'shma, is it Deiraisa or is it Rabbanon? It's a Machloikis. Machloikis, it's really a Machloikis in the Achroinim. And it's a machlekes learning up the Rishonim, Tshuvas HaRashba, learning up the Rambam, the Chayk Yaakov, and the Mashmoyes Abaches, they learned that it's the Rabbanon. The Pasek that we were busy with last time, Shmartam as a Matzah, HaRashi says, the Shmira should be L'shem Matzah's Mitzvah. He says, Ene El Asmach the Balma. So it's only the Rabbanon. Meidoch, the Levush, the Prichadosh, and other achroinim learn that it's deraisa. The din l'shma that a person has to have a matzah is a din deraisa. So it's a machlokes achroinim if it's deraisa the rabbanon. L'maisa the bir alochi has a very big arichas. The first bir alocha, big arichas, goes in the mashmoyis, the rishonim one way or another. L'maisa it comes out that it's deraisa. But that's clear that the whole din shmira, that it's deraisa, that's only melisha ve'elach. Ktsira, shitas rava we had, we spoke about, is which the Shulchan Aruch brings, you should be makbid, is that you should eat shmira mashas ktsira, but the din l'shma by ktsira, that already is only midrabanon. It makes it lighter in many ways, but it's only midrabanon. Shmira, l'shma that we're saying now is deraisa. This din that it's deraisa. L'may nafkamina. What's the nafkamina if it's deraisa derabanan? So it's always these always nafkaminas deraisa derabanan safak deraisa l'chumra safak derabanan l'kula. But these are very big nafkamina, very practical nafkamina for all of us. The din of chazaka derava. A gadol becomes a kid becomes a god with shtei sairis. The rava said after 13 it becomes a gadol. Chazaka shehevi shtei sairis. So that's even midiraisa, we rely on chazakas. You don't need it's midiraisa to rely on chazaka. The teretz is that since these are miyat hamotzi that are not maybe shtei sairis by 13, so mameila by deraisas we don't want to rely on this chazaka derava of by 13 years. Mestamer it was heavy shtei sairis, and mameila by deraisas we don't rely on it. Mameila. So it's a very klar zach. What comes out is since the din lashma were coming out as a din deraisa. So one should not have a 13-year-old bar mitzvah boy if it's not wasn't klar shtei sairis to rely that hevi shtei sairis as chazaka. You shouldn't have a bar mitzvah boy working by the matzahs. We're going to speak later towards the end about a katan, but over bar mitzvah, which is a din gadol, but you have to rely on chazaka. You should not use a gadol.
You shouldn't use a boy who's 13 in one day. Meaning if it's deraisa, you shouldn't use it. But if you say the Mishnah Berurah passing is deraisa, that's how can you say over here that you could? Katan hainish legi el yudim sham yemecha. In Tav Samach, Sif Aleph, that's what he says.
Which way is the Mishnah Berurah?
Tav Samach, Sif Aleph. Sif Aleph. So there he says, the Shachlar says, "V'loyal de'chesh et v'katan." Mishmur says, "And that the katan ain't shleigil,
similar to katan.
You have to mind, Taka. Could be means that I'm not sure if that's, but what's if? Okay, I'm. It could be shtei.
The shma, the whole thing is the shma over here.
Avadi is going on the simon of shlashma. But I'm not sure. I have to look in if it means that it was heavy shtei sire. Does he mean no? Because if not, it's nothing to do with Yud Gimel. Even less than Yud Gimel. Also, heavy shtei sires. Veisach nishta here. The bialocha comes out of the raisa. How could you rely on Yud Gimel?
Is it so possible that the din of lishma needs a gobble?
We're going to speak about that soon. Just like we went, and there's a din that a goy can't. First of all, it's partial like that. It's a mafurish, a machaber, sif aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says that the din lishma in lashon matzah shal mitzvah al yidei ein a yehudi v'lei yechei shaitiv a katan. It's klar a katan is not good in din lishma. It's a mafurish, a machaber. But we're going to get to it later to speak maybe that a katan and shimur could do lishma as a mafurish, a machaber, that a katan doesn't work. Good, I hear. Eli is asking the mishabura would be mashma that 13 is taka yegud. That says you do rely on Chazaka the Rava. Good, so we're coming out that he's a din lishma, lishma is mederaisa, and mela maybe not to rely on Chazaka the Rava. Does one have to be, say, l'shem matzah mitzvah, or could one do b'machshava also? As long as yeah, what's this din lishma? L'schav l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. So in Prima Gadim state, the Prima Gadim says that you should be Yotzi b'peh. The other poskim I just saw before, now the Aruch HaShulchan also says it. U'b'dievet sagi b'machshava. You could really clear the din l'shma. I mean, by these are din, is the din you have to read it oisa l'shma means you have to be machaven l'shma. So as long as you're machaven l'shma, it's enough. The Maaseh Prima Gadim says me'ikra din one should speak out that he's doing l'shem matzah mitzvah. But if he doesn't speak it out, be the evidence good. The Bi'alacha brings it also, Saif Simon Tav Pei Beis, that Matzah Shiyotzi v'dechoy v'tzarach shiyoymar, u'b'dievet v'machshav sagi. Do you have to say by every single matzah, or could you say every now and then? So Vayter the Bi'alacha brings that you could say once for the day, as long as there's no hefsek in the middle, and you say, all the matzahs that I do today should be l'shma, that's enough. You don't have to say l'shem matzahs mitzvah every single time. One l'shma helps for the whole day. Then there's also a shmuz, what to say. We know we say l'shem matzahs mitzvah, but there's a shmuz, if maybe to say, Yiel Hashem Matzah Mitzvah, and the Chazanish says, "Farker, you shouldn't say Yiel. You should say Ani Oisel Hashem Matzah Mitzvah." That's all in the din of Lishma. You need an Amira. You should say Hashem Matzah Mitzvah. The Shaila is like this. The Shaila is Azoy. Why do you have to have Lishma? These are Chadin by Kachim. The Poskim asked the Shaila. These are Din by Kachim. Stam and Lishma. Stam l'shma means that if somebody shechts a carbon, there's a din and it's ma'akiv that you have to have kavana when you shech the dal avodis, you have to do a l'shma. So even if you're not machaven anything, the din is stam on kill l'shma, it believes that you have a l'shma. So mamela, why don't you say the same thing? Just like when you shecht a carbon, it believes when you shecht it, it believes like you're shechting l'shem oila. So when you're making the dough, you're mixing the flour and the water, you're rolling it out, you're doing all the different asiyas of the matzah, why don't you say that stomo, by doing it, blives l'shma? And the mele, you shouldn't need l'shma. The says, l'tchatchila to say it, b'diyavid b'machshava, but at least b'machshava, you shouldn't even need b'machshava. Any bakery that's making matzah, the matzah should be kosher, because it blives l'shma. Avadi, you need l'shma, yizicha need l'shma, but it should automatically be that you have a l'shma, stomach a l'shma. One of the terutzim to be machalik is that by kachim, one of the terutzim, we'll see, it's a shmuz in the Rishonim, but one tzad to be mataritz, I would taka bring, for you, I'll taka bring the ritvaz, mavur, for character, you taka do say stam al shma. He says, since the matzah, how you're baking in the bakeries, you klar making matzah shal mitzvah, you go into a bakery, there's so much lachatz, the rushing, the whole layout, so Mamela believes that it's l'shma. Well, even without saying l'shem matzah mitzvah, just without a kavanah, without being machava l'shma, it believes, it automatically is that you're making the matzah l'shem matzah mitzvah. However, that's only by Lisha and the malachas that you're doing, that it's very nikkah that you're doing l'shem matzah mitzvah. Mashegin k'tzira, here it comes at a chumra. K'tzira we had, you only need l'shma midrabanan. But by k'tzira, there's no stam l'shma. Because when you cut the wheat, it's not a raya you're cutting the wheat, that you're cutting it for matzah. Anybody's cutting the wheat. I mean, if you do k'tzira, shall yad by hand, so maybe taka it's nicker because who cuts it by hand? But yisoidei ktsira is not nicker, so meila ktsira zicha you don't say stama l'shma. Masha inkin by lisha, even if you don't say l'shem matzah smitzah, stama is going to be enough. As is mevorin der etva meidach, the rishonim that learned that stama l'shma doesn't help. The hesber is because by kachim, the pshat is when you will makdish the carbon, so you will makdish it, it's a oila. So maybe we could say when you're doing a shchita on the carbon, so the shchita, it's a oila. So maybe the shchita, it's al das, even with that kavan, it's al das, the oila. It's an oila already. So kavan means you're doing a l'shem oila, so it's an oila, so maybe blive stomach l'shma. Means you have the kavana of that. Okay, good. There's a few ways that you have already the kavana. What kavana of the of what you were makdish it? The male you have it now also. However, by lisha ve'elach, so it's very nice. You're talking making it klar for why are you doing the lisha. You're doing it for the matzah for Pesach. But lamaisa, was it ever epis a vegestelt for matzah shal mitzvah? Good. You have the water in one room and you have the flour in another room. You have kol mina chumris, but it was never a matzah shal mitzvah that you should say that this matzah shal mitzvah stama kalashma on the vait what you're doing further also. So that's the shmuzen stama kalashma. Means if you have to be mechavan to have the lashma, even without kavan is enough. To be able to better understand the accomplishment, that says, what are we doing with the Lashma? It's a good Lashma, you have to say it, it's the Raisa, Stamanka Lashma. What's the definition of Lashma? Which means, what are we accomplishing with the Lashma? What are we doing with the Lashma? What's the Lashma? So you would say, Lashma, where do we find Lashma? We find Lashma when you make Tvilin, the Oyer Lashma, when you write a get, you have to do a Lashma. Tzitzis, Lashma, these many didn't get, you write a get, carbon, Sefer Torah, Lashma, Mezuzah, Lashma. That's the Lashma you find. In Berach Shmuel and Gittin, Rabbi Achber explains, and he says that these two things, there's a thing that's called Lashma, by all the mitzvahs we just explained, that's Lashma. Then there's something called Kavana, mitzvah Sfichas Kavana. Machlekes, if it's ma'akev, it's not ma'akev. Sukkos by night, it's ma'akev to be machav and l'shem mitzvah. So there, that's not l'shma, that's called kavana, mitzvah srichas kavana. Dr. Baruch Ber, there's a big difference, and it's cholak be'ikroi, between kavana and l'shma. L'shma is a din in the asiya. Something that you're doing, you should do l'shma. You're making your tefillin, you're making your tzitzis, people are mocked with menupitz l'shma, any din asiyas, asiyah, that's l'shma. Mashenkin, when it's kavana, something that you machaven has nothing to do with the asiyah and what you're doing. When you eat in the sukkah, it's not the maisa mitzvah that the kavana defines the maisa mitzvah. It's when you do the mitzvah, these are tanai, these are maila, it's ma'akiv. The Torah says, be machaven the l'shem mitzvah. So again, in the asiya, when you do something, when the Torah wants you to do something, make tefillin. So in asiya, there's a din lashma, which means the lashma creates a kosher, a parasha of tefillin. The asiya creates what you're doing. It makes a kosher a tzitzis, a kosher a get. Lashma makes a kosher a karmen. Lashma means that it's in the maisa. So what you're doing, it's defined as a good maisa, as good because it's lashma. Mashingi kavana, kavana is, it's nothing to do with the maisa. Any mitzvah that you do, you put on tefillin. So when you don't have kavana, it's you don't have a maisa. With kavana, it's a din in the maisa. It's not a din in the maisa. It's a din while putting tefillin half kavana. Not complicated. It's not in the asiyah, it's in the kavana, to be mechaven. The meila zakta baruch ber, by lashma of matzah, the lashma of matzah is not a din of all other lashmas, which is a din in the asiyah. The din of lashma by matzah is sachakal a din of kavana. You have to be mechaven l'shem matzah shal mitzvah. It's nothing to do in the asiyah. And the meila, as we spoke already in last year, these are din shmira, which the shmira is just guarded to make sure it doesn't become chametz. while guarding it, nothing to do with any maisa. Avada, you guard it by rolling the matzahs and doing things. While guarding it, you have to have kavana, machava, not a maisa. And memela, that's what's going to be, that's the din lishma. So nachum lishma is not a din in the asiya, lishma is in the kavana. A person should be machaven. The kavana doesn't make it into a maisa. It's not kaveya, the asiya, the maisa hamitzvah.
That's why Goy could do it with the Shalim Dagaba.
Oh,
you don't
find
that by anywhere else.
Very good. I was going to get to that with Yana Bir Alacha. Very good, very good. Let's bring it out even starker. La'ur this should come out. The big shmuz in Mashid Matzahs, which is already a shaila for who knows, it's a mama, old shaila. So these two parts to Dan and Mashid Matzahs. One part is in the function of the machine, different parts, how it works with water coming through. That's one question in the mechanism, how the machine runs. And that Be'ez Hashem will have next week, Tuesday. Rabbi Dravel is going to speak about more in the technical about it. But then there's also a shaila, which could be a big problem, is where's the lashma? Where's the lashma by making the matzah machine matzahs? You don't have lashma, you don't have an asiya. But la'ur, what we're saying now, that the pshat is that lashma all over taka, people are even makbe by tzitzis menupitz lashma. So with the lashma is what's making it an asiya, it's making it into tzitzis. So avada, you don't want people to say how much you makbe, how far back. But whatever, to some extent, where you need lashma, you need asiya, you need somebody to do it. And a chanami taka, mashenka by matzah, there's no din lashma in the asiya to make the matzah. What's the whole din lashma? The din lashma is to be machaven. So mamelu, what's the problem? Let somebody else be machaven. To say it's the person who's watching the machine and his kavana is kavana l'shem mitzvah. If it's a lashma which makes create the asiya makes it, so in a chanami, you have to be doing it. You have to do the asiya lashma. But if it's kavana, there's nothing. It's nothing to do with asiya. Even without asiya, it should be fine. And be'etzem azoy is mevur in the Divrei Malkiel. Shalos to Tshuvas Divrei Malkiel. He read zoys that the reason why he writes to be matter to say Mashi Matzis is fine is my time because he's no din asiya lashma. Lamai said it's very important to read those. What Elias said is taka very richtig that we spoke about it last time. The Mishnah Berurah says that a goy works, but why does a goy help to a goy in making the matzahs? If you stroll Eimer al Gabov, because the Lashna Mishnah Berurah is adaita the Yisrael Kavit. The pshat is the goy is doing it helps the das to the lashma of the Yisrael as if the goy has the lashma by a machine. You don't have a dait, it has to be somebody doing that, it passes das. However, the Sharet Zion says, the reason why it works, why a goy could make the matzahs, is because the shmirah, somebody else is doing. Not the goy. And male, the one who's doing shmirah, could also do the lashma. So the same way it works by a goy, very good, would be the same thing by machine matzahs also, that the person who's watching the machine is doing the shmirah, will also do the, would also be machaven. You don't need an asiyah. You need the shtekel rebach b'et. You don't need an asiyah. But as long as he's machaven, the kavan is going to help the kavan lishma. One more nekuda in the din of lishma, which we covered. What did you say? No, because you're saying very good, Be'etzim, you could be Mechavan, Stam, it's Kavana. But the Kavana is a din in the Shmira. Yeah, in the Shmira. Savada, he has to be the Atsa Shmira. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Trying to get klar. If you meant Kavana with the Shmira or
it's by itself? With the Shmira. It's Pasha, because that's klar. Unless anybody was mavur differently, the din lashma is nemar in the Shmira. So
I mean, if you put cameras by the machines, instead of home, you put cameras there. Good.
No, I'm hearing the shayla say, so you want to know if that's called a Shmira. By Cholov, these are shmuz, it's not cool. If it's Oymel Agavav, not Oymel Agavav. I hear Taka Stark, it's not. Lamai, see you being Shomer, you're watching the matzahs, you're watching it. Let's see, you could do it instead of a video camera, you have binoculars and you're standing a mile away and you could see. So that's Oyfen.
That's what a Shmira is.
What takar is a pesedin? The person has to be close by. He could watch. He could watch through a camera, no? The Santa. If what say?
They have to be able to see every guy and every matter.
Every?
Every guy and every matter.
You're not a machine, you're talking about when a guy is doing it. You say you can't watch. Yeah. I hear you're saying why a guy, let's say if the Russian ladies, if they're not Jewish, a whole table of 20 ladies and one person looking straight through them. One more. I want to just say one more nakuda, and then we'll handle that. Just one more nakuda to finish up on the chilek. There was a maisa talking about the halacha which we spoke about before of cotton. That the halacha is that the Shulchan Aruch Paskins claw that a cotton can't bake lishma, he can't bake the matzahs. So there was a maisa in Varsha. They were baking matzahs erev Pesach. I don't know if it had even to do with erev Pesach matzahs. They were baking matzahs. And they didn't realize, and a cotton was involved in rolling out the matzahs. It was a serious problem because the matzahs that he did, l'chayra, the halach is that a cotton that makes matzahs is not kosher. The Mishnah Berurah, the Bi'alacha, speaks about that he doesn't like that they let the cotton pour in the water because that's vayter a chelek. But here was a serious problem. There was a cotton rolling out the matzah, and the cotton rolling out the matzah, it's a felton l'shma, and l'shma, we said it's deraisa, it's ma'akiv. L'chayra, it should be a problem. So at the time, the paskin then in Varsha to say that it's kosher, the matzahs are beseder, with a svara that really the matzah was already kosher before the cotton came around. When they made those pieces of dough, be'etzim, there's no din that the matzah has to be very thin. Be'etzim, when they made the pieces of dough, it's already a kosher or matzah. So elamai what? The cotton is rolling it out and he's thinning it out. So now like this, these two parts that we have to figure out is the shimur, to make sure it never became chametz, that the cotton was rolling it out, and the lashma. So one thing we have to know is the Yerushalmi says that that a cotton could do shimur. A cotton could do shimur. Lashma is klar, it's not bar das, not bar kavod, a cotton then can't do lashma. So maybe like this, when he's rolling out the matzah, shmira you definitely need, because like we spoke last time, it's klar, it's mavur and the minchas chinuch. From whenever the din shmira starts, you need straight till after afia, straight. So meila, if let's say it's not ma'akiv, the piece of dough, it's let's say it's taka now ma'akiv, the making it thinner to roll it out. But shmira, from when you mix it, melisha ve'elach, you need shmira straight through. So the cotton taka could do shmira. Elamai what? Elamai chat is you don't have the lishma. So lishma you only need only on the chalakim that are ma'akiv. Since that part is not ma'akiv, the seis, you could just have the piece of dough and throw it into the oven. You don't really need him to do it. So the meila, that was the reason why they came out to say la'alacha that it's going to be mutter, those matzahs are mutter. Me'idach, I found in the Bir Alacha, the Bir Alacha, Yenishtiko, when he speaks about not to let a cotton pour the water, it's an exciting thing, the cotton to pour the water through the window. So he says the lashon al kain tsarich shiyeh kol maaseim haynu hanasinas mayim l'toicha kemach v'halisha v'haricha yashem gamanikor, making the holes. But v'haricha, he says even v'haricha, even rolling it out is l'chayr mavur from the Mishnah Berurah and the Bi'alacha that taka that it would be a problem even if a cotton rolls out the dough. So we're coming out of machloikis. Zichr l'shma is ma'akav by cotton. The shayla is something that a cotton that you don't need l'shma, could a cotton do or not?